from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to the Nightcap on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'm Joe Cali, still filling in for Zach Jones. There's been a lot going on the past couple of days. We talked yesterday before the Stanley Cup Final, where the Vegas Golden Knights won it all, about the Stephon Diggs situation. That's been the big news the past couple of days. And now it's kind of like, okay, just a bump in the road. That seems to be the consensus. And I don't think I disagree with that at all. I think it was definitely an issue at the time between Diggs and McDermott. Like, I'm going to play some of these press conferences today. One, just because some people may or may not have heard them. Two, because the change in tone from the first day till today is completely different. So that's definitely, we have McDermott from yesterday, June 13th, Josh Allen from yesterday, June 13th, and then McDermott from this morning when he made a surprise appearance. It wasn't on the docket today. He just popped up there and decided to speak on what's been happening. So we'll get all three of those in at some point and break those down. But it's just, I mean, you heard all day today on Show Up the Bulldog. It was just interesting how you look at it. And yesterday, McDermott's words, which you'll hear, very, quote-unquote, very concerned, right? And then today, and it seemed like Josh Allen was also very concerned yesterday. The tone of his voice, the way he was, you know, talking about the situation in general. And then today, Sean McDermott gets up there and mentions that he was the one who excused Diggs to not be there yesterday, because they were having some great conversations. I mean, great arguments might be the best word about it. Said they all needed to take a break, and then they resume later after practice. So I think it's, truthfully, I think it was a heated exchange, maybe, that was happening, allegedly. And McDermott was, you know, hot going to the mic, and he said he's very concerned, and maybe not very concerned with him not being there, but maybe very concerned with the state that they were in. I mean, that's maybe one way I could break it down to try and have it make more sense. Very concerned in the state of their relationship at that point, rather than him not being there because he knew the situation. But from yesterday to today, It's just, it's night and day, I feel like. So we're going to take a listen here to McDermott's press conference from yesterday. Come back, chat a little bit about it. Then we'll listen to Josh Allen and then McDermott from today and just see, you know, what's been going on and how different it truly is. We'll get right back to it. But here's McDermott from June 13th, yesterday. First day of mandatory minicamp. Diggs was not there. Here's Sean McDermott.
Everyone here, and I know there's a lot of questions about Steph.
Yeah, Steph is not here. Everybody else is here at the current time.
How concerned are you about that?
Oh, very concerned. Yeah, very concerned.
So it's not an excuse.
I'm not going to get into, and listen, I respect everyone's questions and what they want to know about our team. Right now, I'm not going to get into that anymore. So we'll talk about practice. Happy to do that. Happy to answer those questions. And we'll move forward from there.
Just what are you hoping to get out of these couple days then?
Yeah, you know, continue to work on our fundamentals, the foundation we're building. You know, getting the guys back out there executing. I think we've had a good offseason to this point. You know, obviously, you always, this time of year, you're putting in some new things, and you're trying to look at them and say, hey, is this what we want to take into training camp? And I think that's all good for us. So we've had good conversations about some of those things, and the players are, you know, they're working hard at it. Yeah, I mean, I've been pleased with the competition there from T-Dot and Terrell and Bernard and Balin, AJ, you know, they're all, Tyler, they're all working hard at it. You know, when they've gotten their opportunities, you know, they've looked good. So I think the competition continues. You know, we'll see where it goes. What we always do is, you know, we kind of reset the board a little bit after the next couple of days as we head into the summer break, and then we get into training camp and we start from there. So, you know, the guys have been working hard to this point.
Kind of along those lines, Sean, there's a lot of changes, obviously, and that's a yearly thing. How far along, how much progress do you think you've made, and how vital is this week at all positions to kind of setting the table for St. John?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, you don't discard what work's already been done and the OTAs leading up to this week. The rules are very similar in minicamp. It's not like we can all of a sudden put on pads or anything like that. So just the evaluation continues and the reps will continue. And we try and, you know, kind of reset things going into these three practices. And then again, as you mentioned, Adam, we'll set it and close up shop the right way so that when we hit St. John Fisher, we're in a good spot. And we know how we want at least those first couple of practices, rep-wise, to look. And I think that's important to know our team better than we know anyone else right now.
Sean, I know you look at milestones with players. In mandatory minicamp, are you expecting some of these rookies to start to take the next step in terms of their knowledge within the offense and defense?
We are. It's so hard to be a rookie in this league. There's just so much thrown at a young player, from scheme to adjusting to a new life, a new city. So, you know, our staff does a great job, our development staff, of helping our young players, even where to live sometimes, right? So right now we're trying to get them to finish strong, Maddie, and then they'll get a break, which I'm sure they're all looking forward to. The vets have been able to, you know, go home from time to time, but not so much for the rookie class. So they'll be, I'm sure, anxious to get a little bit of space and time. And then, but it's important for them to have a great summer as well and come back ready to go in shape and to have a great training camp and get themselves ready for the season.
Sean, besides Diggs, how has the receiving core kind of shaken out? I mean, obviously, it's early. Yeah. What have you seen? Got some new pieces there. How has that kind of shaken?
Yeah, it's been interesting to watch, Sal. I mean, it really has. Those guys have worked hard as well. Some new names maybe in that room, maybe that people aren't familiar with, and it's been interesting to watch them getting on the same page with our quarterbacks, and not just them, the running backs, tight ends, all working to get on the same page, and you know, they've done a good job, they really have. You know, you've got new faces in the room, new names, you know, Trent coming in, and Deontay coming in, among others, and then some new faces as well, some rookie guys. So, you know, to this point, I think that they've put in a nice off season, and you know, they're working their butts off to detail it up so that we've got the execution that we need.
With Trent, what have you learned about him since you've been spending more time with him, since he's been on the
field? Right. No, I respected his game being on the other side, going against him this year, this past year in particular, and you know, what a great young man in terms of what he brings to our football team off the field. He's adjusted extremely well, and you know, he's a hard worker on the field, and he just, you know, he's been a good addition to our team. And you know, again, it's here's another player that you really don't know until you get the pads on. You know, we think we know him because we, you know, went against him obviously there and have a lot of respect for his game, but it's awesome when you get a chance to get to meet him as a person and get to know him that way, get to know his family a little bit, and then, you know, you're able to see a little bit more once training camp hits and the pads come on.
Hey, Sean, I apologize if you answered this. I haven't been here for a couple of weeks. But since the rule went down with the kickoffs, have you had a chance to kind of analyze how that's going to impact your team, which is a good special teams team? That kind
right.
of take a thing away from you.
Yeah, you know, in all honesty, Sal, we're still working through that. We're still having those necessary conversations and, you know, conversations yet to be had or continue to be had with that topic. And, you know, I think right now if I told you I know everything that I need to know and this is what we're going to do, I wouldn't be being honest with you. So that's a kind of a to-be-continued topic for us right now.
That is a little bit of Bills head coach Sean McDermott's presser. He addressed the media. That's from yesterday, June 13th. So right in the beginning there, you hear him say very concerned, and he doesn't want to answer any questions about it. So sounds kind of upset, possibly, the current situation. You know, just kind of dealing with it in his own way and whatnot, whatever, mind you, is going on, actually, which none of us know. No one in the media knows. All of a sudden, Diggs is back today. So, it's interesting because now, well, yes, this was a big moment yesterday. It's a mandatory thing. All players are supposed to be there. Poyer made a stink last season during OTAs, didn't come, and then still showed up at minicamp. And this is something a lot of people said, where, oh, Diggs definitely, while he wasn't at OTAs, okay, they would expect him to show up today, or yesterday, sorry. They would expect him to be there at mandatory minicamp, and he wasn't. So I think that is the trickiest part about this, is like, that's what set a lot of people off immediately, and they were like, whoa, okay, Diggs actually isn't here. Something isn't right. Something's wrong. And then you hear McDermott come out and go very concerned about Steph not being there. And red alert, everyone in the media, every fan, everyone's radar went DEFCON 5. Like it was horrible. And then today, to just have him there, and then you hear McDermott today, and I don't know, it just doesn't seem as urgent, and especially when he lets you know that it was he who sent Stefan home and excused him from practice, so he won't be fined, I don't believe. It's just, I don't know, everyone's mind was blown. You'll hear, when we play this in a little bit, McDermott from day two, what's going on? By the way, the Bills have canceled the third day. They have shut it down, which, that's normal, they've done that in the past. Let everyone go home. See, you know, before they go to St. John Fisher in a couple weeks here. But now, let's take a moment and play Josh Allen's presser, which really, that made everyone kind of go, okay, this is an issue. Because Josh just sounds upset, sounds nervous. Talking about this a lot yesterday. Doesn't sound like everything's just hunky-dory. It sounds like something is off here. So this is Josh Allen yesterday, June 13th. After the Coach McDermott press conference, after everyone knew, he was the fall boy, fall guy. He was taking all the questions about Diggs and answering them all in classic Josh Allen fashion. He knows his way around the microphone. But here's Josh Allen, in case you missed it yesterday, and we'll chat about it after he's done.
Oh, I know internally we're working on some things, not football related, but you know, Steph, he's my guy. I fucking love him. He's a brother of mine. You know, this does not work, what we're doing here, without him. You know, we wish he was in here today and was out there on the field with us, and that's not the case. But I've got his back no matter what. And again, I've got no doubts that we will figure out what's going on. And freaking love him. I can't stress that enough. You know, there's things that I could do better, and you know, to help out with this process and try to get him back here and you know, be the Buffalo Bill that he's meant to be.
When you say not football related, everyone saw what happened on the field in the loss to Cincinnati and what happened didn't lead in the locker room early. Does this stem from any of that, and has it evolved to something else? I mean, can you at least characterize?
Well, one, I can't speak for him on that. Whether it does or doesn't, I think, is besides the fact. But again, I'm up here. I love him. I just want him to know I've got his back, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that we can get him back, because we are a much, much better team with him on the field. And, you know, in order to accomplish the goals that we want to accomplish, we need him. And he's an all-the-way-in dude. And once he's all-the-way-in, he's going to be all the way in, and that's why guys gravitate towards him. He's a fiery competitor, and at the end of the day, he wants to win. This team wants to win, and you know, he's make no mistake, but he's a Buffalo Bill, and you know, we're going to work it out.
Josh, is this a personality conflict between you and he?
Say it again.
Is this a personality conflict between you and he?
Me and him?
Is it a personality thing between you and him?
No, I don't think so. I think that there are some things that could have gone better last year, and didn't. And just, you know, I think we're just as an organization, maybe not communicating the right way, with everything. So again, just trying to talk and listen at the same time, and hear him out, and like I said, just try to move this forward as quickly and as respectfully as, you know, as possible. Yeah.
Do you anticipate that he'll be here at all during this minicamp?
I would hope so. Again, I wanna get back on the same page with him, and again, he makes me a better quarterback, and I feel like I make him a better receiver. And you know, we've done this for 3 years together, and you know, I you know, there's a lot more out there for us to be had, and you know, in terms of you know, being ranked upon, you know, you talk about history and statistically all these different categories, but at the end of the day, we both want to win. You know, and I got no doubt in my mind that we can get back to that spot, and that's what we're going to do.
When was the last time that you personally spoke with him, and can you characterize that conversation in any way?
Again, I talked to him today, and I'm sure we're going to have some more conversations moving forward. And, you know, as an organization, as QB receiver, as an offensive coordinator, everything that goes in, again, he's such a special player that, you know, we don't want this to be a distraction. He doesn't want this to be a distraction. It is what it is. And the positive thing is we're not playing a game tomorrow. We got time. This is mini camp. We got a lot of time to figure this out. And, again, I'm going to do everything I can to you know, get him back in our locker room and vibing with the guys. And, you know, I got no doubt that we will.
Prior to today, how much contact did you have with him throughout the offseason?
I mean, I would consider it pretty regular for how we've been, maybe a little bit less, but in terms of scheduling and stuff like that, he was all over the world and being a fashion model, and you know, there's things that go on. You know, I got to go to his charity event there in Maryland. So again, you know, this is what it is right now. I'm not sweating it. I love him, and that's my brother right there.
Josh, you said you think you could do better, and so you can talk to him and that kind of thing. what are those things that you can do to make this situation not be a situation?
Well, I mean, I think we'll keep that internal right now, and I'll leave it at that.
Josh, has this been hanging over for an extended period of time? Why is it seeming to come to a head now when these conversations are being had and hadn't in the past?
I mean, I think just being together in the same room with people, you know, he's like I said, he's a special player, and he makes our team better. And there's, like I said, there's certain things we can do to help that out and figure out different ways to, whether it's getting him the ball or getting him more involved in the game plan. And again, I know that you guys are going to hype this up and make this a big story right now. We're not playing a game tomorrow. This is mini camp. I know everybody in our locker room loves him. And I don't think we're going to see this as anything different other than a guy that wants to win, and somebody that we need to, you know, incorporate a little bit better in what we're doing here. And I got no doubt that we will. And, you know, at the moment, though, like, you know, we're still practicing. We still got guys coming out here and working hard. And, you know, he's been working hard on his own. And, like I said, the positive thing is we're not playing a game tomorrow.
Gosh, is the word "we"? You're talking about the organization, not, or is it just you and him? Or is there conversations and things that need to be worked out beyond your relationship?
I think a little bit of everything. You know, he wants to win, and that's what it boils down to. We want to win. He wants to win. I want to win. And once we get back on the same track and on the same page, that's what we're going to try to do.
Josh, does he want to be here?
Yes.
On the surface, it's hard, maybe a bit hard to understand. He got a new contract last year. Since coming to Buffalo, he's second in the league in targets. So, he's a huge part of what you guys do offensively. So I think making sense of maybe his frustrations are maybe hard for a lot of people on the outside. Do his frustrations make sense to you, what you've been communicated? Do you understand them?
Again, whether it makes sense to anybody on the outside or not, that's how he feels, and that's how you can't take that lightly. If someone feels a certain way, you can't just bubble over it. You got to hear what they're saying and try to understand it and try to work on it, and that's what we're doing.
And then to follow on that, just to be clear, you mentioned at the start that you said it was non-football related. So I guess, can you elaborate on that in any way?
I mean, I think it has more to do than just football is what I'm basically saying. I think there's the football piece, and stuff that happens due to football. You know, and I'll just kind of keep it at that.
Josh, so what will happen from here? Do you think you'll talk to him tonight, maybe tomorrow? Like, how does that work from here to the rest of the week?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how it's all going to pan out. But again, we're not in training camp. We're not in a game week. This, I know you guys love mini camp, and it's a chance to come out here and see some of the new players. This has no impact on what we're going to be and how we're going to be going forward as a team. And that's why, you know, again, this is, I'd say, obviously we want him here. I want him here. I want to be throwing to him right now. I want to get in that timing down. But at the same time, there's a lot of time left.
As a captain,
I'm not trying to press you on this. I'm more trying to understand you. Right? I'm listening to you say, get him the ball more, get him incorporated. And then as Jay asked, non-football related, that so is it fair to assume or read into it that maybe things have become strained and evolved out of a football situation into stuff that doesn't have to do with football? Is that, in a second, without going into detail, in essence, what you're saying?
No, I think for the most part it has to do with more teamwork than anything. And I know that's, you can call that football, you can call that non-football, but I got to be better, and I will be. And like I said, we'll figure this out and move on. And, you know, look at this as a blimp in the road.
Josh, as a captain,
rewind back to last year and the way it all ended, you and Stephon on the sideline, everything. Do you wish maybe immediately after things would have went a little differently, and maybe even after a little bit of time passed, you would have reached out to him if you didn't immediately after the season ended?
Well, I mean, I think I wish we would have kept winning, and that's, you know, winning solves all problems, and I didn't know what to expect. Again, you know, it is what it is at this point. You know, I want him back in the building. Yeah.
Josh, I have to talk to him. Is that here?
We'll keep that internal.
Josh,
Josh, as a captain on this team, and Steph as a captain as well, is this something that the rest of you guys as captains just want to get after Steph and, you know, stress how important it is?
I don't think it's getting after him. I don't think that's the right way to go about it. You know, we love him. He's a great teammate. He's a great player, and he changes the game for us. So, you know, he makes us, you know, it doesn't work without 14.
Do you feel this has created any level of distraction?
No, not at all. I think the media is going to push it out there and make it look like a bigger distraction as it is. But as I said before, we're not playing a game this week. We've got a lot of time left, and you know, I'm sure there's a few guys around the league that aren't in mandatory minicamp right now. So we're not looking at it as anything as such other than that.
Is there more time, Josh?
To be fair to that, though, your head coach did say he was very concerned about Steph not being here earlier today. So not really, I don't think we're making a big deal out of it when the head coach says something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a typical reaction from a head coach. Obviously, he wants everybody here. As a quarterback, the guy that I've played with for 3 years, guy that I know and love, you know, I'm not worrying about not getting four reps with them in mandatory minicamp right now.
Josh, we get all that. When is the time when it becomes concerning? And how confident are you that whatever the problem is will be solved by that?
I mean, once we suit up for, you know, game one.
That was Josh Allen, quarterback one, QB one, and dealing with all the questions. He's handling it with grace. So we're going to take a quick time out here, and we'll be back, and we'll chat more about Allen's press conference, and we'll listen to McDermott's from today, his address to the media. But you are listening to The Nightcap. I'm Joe Calley, and this is WGR. Welcome back to The Nightcap on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'm Joe Calley, filling in for Zach Jones. And before the break, played Josh Allen's presser from yesterday, where he got hounded with questions about Stephon Diggs and handled it like a champ. But after hearing that and hearing the way he answered some of these questions, I mean, using an expletive right off the bat, he was passionate about it, you could tell. And it very well could have been weighing on him. He knew something was wrong. The rumors have been swirling like crazy. So, after hearing both he and Coach McDermott yesterday, you're thinking, okay, this is bad. There's something wrong. Something is not going well at all. And now we're going to have to deal with it. Our number one wide receiver is in a bad shape with the team. For what reason? We don't know. No one knew. So then we get to today. Coming into work, getting ready, hoping that Diggs comes today, hoping that he shows up. Get the text, see the tweets, Diggs is at practice today. Okay, that's awesome. Whatever developments were made in the past 12 hours, fantastic. Last night, great. We got him back. But it's not like he wasn't here. That's the thing. He was. He was here in the morning yesterday and Monday. He got his physical done. He did what he needed to do. He met with Bean and McDermott. Like, and then we find out today he was excused yesterday. So after hearing both of those press conferences yesterday where it sounds like something is horribly wrong, it's fine. And it's just a bump in the road, I guess, right? A lot of comments on Twitter, a lot of comments on Instagram. Business as usual now. We return to your regularly scheduled program. That's the best way I could put it, truthfully. It's funny to think that yesterday the Buffalo sports world was imploding because of all of this, right? Fans and media, whatever. Everyone. No one didn't know about this. Everyone knew. And then today, oh, we're going to just brush that under the rug. Diggs is practicing. You see videos of him on Instagram. He's high-fiving, doing his handshakes with Josh. And then, you know, Sal Capaccio earlier today mentioned that he didn't do any team reps. He just did, you know, solo reps, which that's not even anything to read into. That's just normal. He's walking around high-fiving Josh Allen, high-fiving Gabe Davis, playing catch with Gabe Davis. Like nothing happened. So how can you look at this today and think of anything different? I don't know. I'm very confused. I think a lot of people still are. A lot of the callers today, throughout the day, still confused. And still think there are some other problems. Which, no doubt, there can be. Absolutely. When McDermott says very concerned, does he mean very concerned with him not being there yesterday? Or does he mean very concerned with the talks they just had before the practice began? And when he excused Diggs. Because Diggs' agent was also confused yesterday, if you remember. He was confused as to why Coach McDermott said very concerned, because they were all in the talks. So we're going to go to Sean McDermott's conference from today, right now, so you can hear the stark difference, the contrast between yesterday's deal. And today, he surprised everyone and popped up. It was Mitch Morse before him, very brief, and then Coach McDermott popped up. So here's Coach Sean McDermott today, June 14th, after hearing yesterday's, where it was all doom and gloom.
I wanted to follow up on my comments regarding Steph's situation from yesterday, and doing so, hope to provide better clarity for all, right, and a better understanding of the situation. So I think there's a lot of things out there that aren't accurate. Let me be clear. Steph did everything that he was asked to do. He was here Monday and executed his physical on time. Steph reported yesterday, Tuesday, and reported for meetings, at which time we had a good conversation, great communication, and we got to a point yesterday where we just felt like we all needed a break and some space. And so I gave Steph permission to get some space and head out, and then picked up those conversations after practice. So let me make it clear, it was not Steph leaving unexcused. He was excused by me. And so those conversations have got us to what I think and believe is a great spot. And sometimes you got to have conversations. You need to communicate, and I appreciate Steph being willing to communicate. I thought he did a great job, and you guys need to understand Steph's a valuable member of this football team. He's one of our captains and a leader on this football team. He works extremely, extremely hard as any player I've been around, to be elite in this league, and that's what he is, and I love him. So I want to make sure that you guys understand what really the situation was and is, because there's some things that have been said that I don't think are fair, so I wanted to provide clarity to that situation.
So the question, we're all going to probably want to know the answer to it. Why yesterday at around 11:45 in the morning, you said very concerned. What prompted, that's what really spun,
yeah.
I hate to pin it on you, but that's what kind of spun the whole, all right, what's going on here? Why did you use those words?
Yeah, well, this is not your first press conference with me. Whenever a player has something going on or he's not here for some reason, I am concerned. That's my sentiment with any player. In particular, a player as important to us as Steph. And so I get concerned when players miss for reasons off the field, for reasons on the field, whether it be they're injured or whatever it is. That's just how I am. So when I say very concerned, I'm very concerned because it's a situation with one of our players, and it was something that we needed to work through. And those are healthy conversations that happen, I'm extremely appreciative of those conversations. It gets us, when you have those healthy conversations, it gets you to a better spot. And I feel good about that. I feel like we're in that spot.
Josh characterized it initially when he spoke yesterday as kind of non-football related, and then talked about the need to integrate him more in the game plan and get him the ball more. It seemed, in listening to him, that it was something, you could see the tension building at the end of last season or whatever. Is it related to that? And did it blossom into something, or maybe it evolved into something beyond this?
Yeah, I respect your question, Adam. I'm going to keep those conversations internal. Just out of respect for the situation, and again, extremely impressed and appreciative of the communication that we've had, and we all want the same thing, and that's what we kept coming back to, is we all want to win, and so I think we're in a good spot. So,
the fact that Stephon was on the field today, and after all these series of talks, do you find yourself reaching or approaching a resolution where you are on the same page, heading in the same direction?
I feel like we're in a real good spot. So the rest of it, though, the details of it, again, I want to respectfully answer your questions, but at the same time, keep those conversations in-house.
Coach, in general, it's not, nothing to do with the situation at hand, but when personalities do clash, what is the antidote you have to try to rectify that?
Well, again, I think generally speaking, you're talking about a team, and you're trying every year to get a team headed in the right direction, and you got people from all different backgrounds and situations and whatnot, and that's one of the challenges, as you guys hear me talk about every year, is to get everyone going in the same direction. And Steph has been a big part of that, and he'll continue to be a big part of that, and he'll lead that, right? He's one of our big leaders, so that's part of the challenge every year is to get everyone basically on the same page and then with the same cadence, right, the same heartbeat, and you guys have heard me talk about that before.
That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott earlier today addressing the media, hearing a lot of different things from yesterday. He and Stephon Diggs had, there were meetings and good conversations, quote unquote, that then later pushed to, have him excused from practice. So there had to have been something, a little heated to him, where everyone needed to take a break and fan out for a little bit. But he's right. Stephon Diggs is one of the bigger playmakers on the team. He's one of the older guys on the team. Not that he's old, but one of the older guys on the team. So leadership-wise, you need him. So it you can't really, the success without Diggs and would not be any, without Diggs, we would have Gabe Davis and, depth receivers. We need a true wide receiver too in Diggs. And I think that's also something I've seen on Twitter. People are saying that, we could want more of a, role in where the team decides to go like Allen, because he is just as much a face of the franchise, quote unquote. If we had a Bills Mount Rushmore for this era of the team, it's Allen, Diggs, and then you can mix and match the other couple. I have a feeling. I'll think about that. who else can we put on Bills Mount Rushmore for this era? But with that being said, we are going to take a quick timeout here. And when we come back, we'll speak a little more on this, wrap some things up, put the Stephon Diggs being absent to bed. Hopefully. Well, they canceled day three, so we wouldn't know if he showed up tomorrow anyway. But you're listening to The Nightcap. I'm Joe Calley, and this is WGR. Welcome back to The Nightcap. I'm Joe Calley, filling in for Zach Jones while he's away for tomorrow. Tomorrow will be my last day. Hope you've enjoyed listening to Dr. Dre. Just reminds me of that fantastic halftime show from a couple years ago in LA. Still one of my favorite ones in the recent memory, at least. But it's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Stephon Diggs situation. Putting it to bed, hopefully. I think it's truthfully, after listening to both of these conferences from McDermott and the one from Allen, it seems to have been resolved. You can only hope it has been. Because, like he said, like I mentioned, that's one of your playmakers. That's one of your veteran guys. He's a captain on the team. You don't want to lose him. You can't lose him because the amount of dead cap would be like $46 million in dead cap space. And the Bills are struggling with cap as it is, and imagine if that happened. There's no trading him. There's nothing. There's nothing you can do to avoid it. You're gonna have dead cap if you try and get rid of him. And it's not worth it. He's one of your biggest playmakers. He was not utilized the way he was the year before under Brian Daboll's scheme last year with Ken Dorsey. That's what a lot of people are accrediting to him being upset. And yes, okay, whatever. I'm not going to blame Ken Dorsey in his first year of play calling. I think he gets another year or two. We'll say another year. To prove himself, you know? But I think that's well within the cards of, you know, it was his first time as an offensive coordinator. Yes, he's been around the team as a quarterback's coach. Dable's right-hand man, but he wanted to do his own thing, and he went through the growing pains. He's going through the growing pains of it all. So you can't blame him. And I mean, a lot of callers call in and they mention him being the reason Diggs is upset. Yes, his play calling could have been the reason Diggs is upset. I don't think there's anything personal against Ken Dorsey. I think they'll figure it out, truthfully. It seems to have been resolved. Like I said, McDermott alluded to that. Diggs being at practice today kind of alludes to that as well, that there has been something reached between the two parties. And I think him and Josh Allen are close. And Josh says that he's been doing his fashion modeling stuff, right? Like, he hasn't talked to him as much, but he's been busy doing other things. It's not like he's trying to blow him off. He's doing something else that interests him in his offseason. And this whole thing went from not big news during OTAs, and everyone was thinking he would be here, to exploding in one day to some of the biggest sports news. NFL Network had crazy amounts of coverage of this morning after it happened yesterday, to now being a bump in the road. So how upset can anyone truly be, I guess? If that's what you're wondering, I don't know what I'm even wondering with this. It's been interesting past 24 hours, but I think it's resolved, and I don't think we'll have to worry about it. He seems to be on good terms. He'll be at St. John Fisher, and this is where this stuff gets worked out. I mean, the one thing is, and we're running low on time here, but the one thing is, how was this not talked about at all during the offseason? There have been 5 months that have gone by. To no avail. And we'll probably talk more about this over the next couple days. Tomorrow, even. Might mention this on my last nightcap tomorrow before Zach comes back. But tonight, unfortunately, I've run out of time. And that is going to do it. Thank you for listening. This has been the Nightcap. I'm Joe Kelly, and you're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.